Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time of the afternoon, we speak to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Prof, good afternoon to you. It would be so great if my tongue would do what my brain would tell it to do this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. I think we all have that problem now.
too weird. Prof, you're going to raise a really important issue this afternoon about whether one should get vaccinated if you've already had COVID.
Yeah. Simon, this is a question which, you know, now the vaccines are being rolled out, and many of the healthcare workers are, in fact, asking me this question. You know, if they've had COVID, should they still get vaccinated? The bottom line answer is, of course, yes, they should. So why? Because, you know, there still is a question really after you've had COVID, how immune you are, how protected you are. And certainly if you've had COVID in the early days, say in the first wave, in the early part of last year, then there's a real risk of being reinfected with a variant. We know that recovery or antibodies that you make from the original virus don't necessarily protect against the variant. So this is really a problem. And we know that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is one which is being rolled out now, is effective against the variant. So the bottom line is yes, they should. They definitely should. Because the immunity from infection is not really, as far as you know, certainly not going to protect against the variant and may not be lasting anyway. And then of course the other question which is often asked, how long after recovery from COVID should one get vaccinated? In other words, if you've recovered, say a couple of weeks ago, or 1 week ago, or just recovered, should you then have the vaccine? The answer to that is preferable to delay it a bit. We actually recommend about delaying it about 3 months, after recovery. The reason for that is that you want to get the maximum, what we call boosting of the immune system. And the immune system will get boosted if there's a reasonable amount of time from the first time that you've seen a particular virus. So if you've had COVID, ideally, if you wait 3 months, you're going to get a very good immune response. There's no harm, there's no problem in having a vaccine earlier than that. And if one is worried that one's not going to get the vaccine for whatever reason, you certainly could have it earlier. But the ideal would be to wait about 3 months. That kind of period of time gives the immune system, after the first time that it's been exposed to a virus, gives it time to kind of mature, develop what you call the memory cells, so that when you get the booster, you're going to get a maximal, powerful, good, protective immune response.
That's really interesting, because that ties in, I think, to guidelines that were issued by the Israeli Ministry of Health either yesterday or the day before, saying exactly that. 90 days after infection, go and get your second vaccine.
Yeah. Or first vaccine. Of course, the Johnson & Johnson is a one shot, so that's a one dose. You don't have a second dose. But that interval, of course, will apply, you know, after infection when you get the vaccine. Now, that's a kind of an ideal kind of time period for the immune response to be maximally stimulated.
Prof, I wish we had that problem. Clearly we don't yet. Clearly
wait, fortunately.
After them arrive.
It's coming.
Absolutely.
It's coming
from
over the year.
Okay, well, that is the news that we were waiting to hear. Professor Shoup, thank you for talking to us this afternoon, and you'll be back with us again tomorrow.
Yep. Thanks, Simon. See you tomorrow.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.